All right, we have returned out of executive session, and we are on number seven now, which is ONCR 2425, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the CCOPECA Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2025. I am the sponsor. We just finished discussing all of the annual plan and the financials, and this is basically just the resolution to approve it. Is there any action or questions or comments concerning this legislation? Hearing none. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Sorry.
I make a motion to pass out ONCR 2425 to Congress for due pass recommendation.
There's a motion. Do I hear a second? Okay. Motion with a second. To report ONCR 2425 to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any yes. opposed? Hearing no opposed, the motion carries. Thank you, committee. All right. Next, we have ONCA 2493, an act to provide an appropriation to the CCOPECA for fiscal year 2025 in the amount of $1,861,667 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. We do have, this is a tribal appropriation for the health clinic's tribal departments, which is prevention and title and our Title VI programs. Do you want to take the chair? Okay. Okay. All right. So let's pull up these bills. And who would like to, Anthony, do you want to come up first and discuss? Because you can talk to us also about, especially since we can talk about the amendment here really quick too, in the sense of what we're going to do, because we might be on time constraints and we haven't received that new budget yet, which is okay. It's no force. Okay, we can try to make it work, but we are on a 4 o'clock deadline. If we can't get it done today for your amendment, we'll just postpone this bill, and then we will do it again on Friday, but you guys won't need to be here for that.
Okay.
If that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Because then we can just move it out on Friday. Okay, all right. Sure. Okay.
Well, good afternoon. Appreciate the audience of the Congress today. Real quickly, this budget here is a... It was similar to last year. We had some funding coming in from some grants that hadn't quite made it to the nation or to the health system as of yet. And so we asked for a tribal appropriation to cover just in the event once the money got here and we weren't able to get it appropriated from the beginning of October 1st. And so it's the same thing this year. This grant came in about maybe a week or 10 days ago in this budget. What these budgets do oftentimes with our grants is that our hands, I mean, there's a small bit of wiggle room with some of these grants, but most of the time, in order to do the things that we do as far as community outreach, working with the schools, school activities, school banners and things like that, trying to, kind of meet the kids on their ground, is just that those grants don't always allow that. The grounds are pretty, the grants are pretty restrictive on what we can do and what we can't do. So whenever we prepare our budgets and we ask for tribal money, it gives us that ability to move and do certain things for the kids that we couldn't normally do for the grants. And so that's basically what this does here. It's a suicide prevention grant. And so it offers us the opportunity to do cultural activities, certain things like that, be able to work with the kids after the football games. And then a lot of this boils down to wellness, good decision-making things, curriculums, and things like that that we work in. The Winona schools work in Hominy. We're just now able to start working in Fairfax now. So this provides a great opportunity for us to do just more than just grant work, but it actually allows us to help the kids in a more personal way.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Shackelford. Sure. Does anybody in the committee have questions or comments? What we're going to be looking at is a reduction in tribal dollars for this bill when the amendment does come through because of a grant that you all have received.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well,
ready? Okay.
Well, sweet.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. As he wears his purple. All right, so next we have our elder nutrition programs, and we have Ms. Dobbins here with us today, and these also are tribally funded. And do you want to start with your Pawhuska site, Ms. Dobbins?
So there is a differentiation there. That we are elder nutrition. However, Pawhuska is a Title VI site. There are grant dollars that flow into that. However, per federal regulations, you are only allowed to have one Title VI site per county. So over in Fairfax, we have just an elder nutrition site. And I try to make that clear to everyone, just because we think we live in a huge world, but then if you cross somebody with ACL, our federal funding agency, and they're like, oh no, Osage Nation has two, I don't want us to have to do any backtracking. So we do have two sites, a Title VI site that serves all of Osage County and Pawhuska, and then one in Fairfax. The most exciting thing that has happened is that Title VI in Pawhuska officially reopened at our site up on campus on August the 15th. That was our site flooded in January, about mid-January, and it took approximately 6 months to get back in there. In the interim, we did have a knockdown kitchen out at the Civic Center. All of those programs out there were very gracious to welcome us in. That staff, I can't say enough about that staff. We continued to serve a hot curbside meal to Native American elders 5 days a week. We did have to limit it to Native American elders because we didn't have the cooking capacity of our full kitchen, but we were able to do that. But now we're back on our site. We're very excited. I don't know who was more excited, the elders or us. We were glad to be back home. They were glad to be back home. They were glad to be able to sit with each other. We did offer some trips to Fairfax so that they could sit and visit with each other. And it was nice for them to be able to be back home.
Glad to hear that. Committee, you guys have any questions or concerns for Ms. Dobbins for either site? Okay.
Well, I'm gonna ask, what's going on? Because I hear occasionally I keep hearing. I was a part of the Congress that helped to vote through Fairfax's site. That was the second Congress that did that. And happy to do it. But we, you know, Hominy is always going to ask, like, what's going on, especially, and it's gotten a lot better, honestly, since you've been there. It has gotten a lot better, because for a while, I would get a picture from a person that Speaker Pratt and I would always get these little texts from people in Hominy. They'd be like, oh, well, I've got high blood pressure and I'm diabetic and, you know, but here I've got a can of soup that's not even like sodium reduced. And I've also got, like everything was very high sodium. And it was embarrassing. It was it really was. And so we've moved past that. The elders in Hominy are getting a lot healthier options. Is there any more discussion about putting a elder nutrition in Hominy? Where are we? And not asking you to like turn water into wine today, but I mean, what is it feasible?
Well, I can give you the short answer. The short answer was that a member of the executive team, when they did a groundbreaking down for senior housing, told me, and there's another site that will mimic Fairfax's site that will be WELA and Elder Nutrition. That's what I was told.
Yeah, I've been told that too. I'm wondering if they're talking to you all though, because that needs to be.
No, I have not.
It needs to be a discussion.
I agree.
Heard that as well.
And I did tell at least one member of Congress at that groundbreaking, we really have to do the homework when we do that so that everyone, I think, we know I'm from the Zonzoli district. I think, and I'll give you some information in a minute to back it up. We need a nutrition site there. We do, but everyone needs to be fully informed. This is how much money it's gonna be. This is how much it's gonna cost. And we already have a Title VI site, so none of that grant money can come down here. Yeah. We maybe can look for some things. However, we were able to put into our policy and procedure and get it through ACL, which is the funding agency, last year. We put in a traveling hardship radius that states that we will deliver a home-delivered meal to your home if you live 10 or more miles from the Title VI site. That is based on vehicle reliability, fuel, gasoline expense, or as we all know from small rural towns, we have people that they don't drive to Tulsa, they don't even drive to Skytook, they drive to Dollar General in town, they drive to the post office in town, but they probably don't leave the city limits. And let me just say, I take none of that credit for myself. The staff is amazing. They show up every day and they want to do the very best they can for that day. We're not saying we hit it every day, but we're trying. It's not for lack of trying. Either in menu planning, what's offered, our customer service. And so the staff is anything I put out, they always deliver. But when I came on, that route was 17. We just hit 77 yesterday. I have had to split the Hominy route. It's no longer feasible for one driver. There's 77 meals being delivered on a full day with a full schedule that no one's gone to the doctor. We hit 77 meals down in Hominy.
Well, so, and I remember
there's a meal. There's
before
a need
for you became the director of this. I mean, you were one of the people, as was I, when they didn't have drivers. And there I was, and there you were, and we were delivering Title VI meals,
yes.
You know, and I mean, it brings you a certain appreciation mm-hmm. when you step out of what you are normally doing on a daily basis. For me, it was session. For mm-hmm. you, I can't remember where you were at the time. But
HR, human resources.
But there we were, and we were out delivering. And I had no idea that at the time, because I delivered for Pawhuska and Hominy, how many people were getting their meals, even in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, and I don't know what it looks like moving forward, because we have elders in Skytook, and we have elders in Prue, and we have elders in Barnstall, and
we have our Pawhuska route. It loops into Barnstall currently.
Oh, good.
That is something that before I didn't know how that was got around, if I can use that terminology. However, we have picked up Barnstall, and we actually have 8. And so that Pawhuska route is delivered, and then they go to Barnstall and back every 5 days a week.
Is Fairfax delivering?
Yes.
Outside of there, just the Fairfax area, like, do they cover Burbank if there's people over that way?
We have not had a call. There is, and my guess is that some of the county nutrition, you know, people use those services, but we'll have to find a way, and I may be coming back and asking for vehicle money if that grows much more. But I know this Congress, many members of this Congress have always said, don't go without, especially for our elders, always come and ask, and we'll see what we can do. And so if those routes grow much more, I may need some vehicle money to expand those routes, which I don't mind. Touching on that and how big that is, but it's also, I know we're serving and we're reaching a population that we weren't before, because it's the traveling hardship radius. Mm-hmm. We're delivering meals to people that are not, they're not disabled by physicians, but they're not going to drive to Pawhuska every day. And it is fulfilling because we are meeting a need. We are meeting a need there now. So it's being met right now. It's being brought to their door. However, I don't know how big that's going to continue to grow, that we're going to be able to just keep delivering. So that is something that I would encourage everyone to keep on their minds. I like to address Fairfax. As everyone knows, or maybe not, we did terminate a contract with Osage County Nutrition. It came to light, I'll go very quick, it was about $96,000 a year we were supplementing for non-Native Americans. Since we have done that, side note, we did some housekeeping. We have a fairly new crew over there. When we were walking in, I said, do I look like I was just at the grill? So I'm parked in Fairfax for a couple of reasons, but it's because we have all new people and we're doing some training over there. But also, I am happy to say that we have expanded services in Fairfax as well. For a year, when I first came on, we saw that there was a need for food with food security for elders, but they're also very proud. That's when we started Elder Week Impacts, and that we don't advertise that as a complete RDA meal. We do advertise that as a supplement to your pantry over the weekend until we show back up at your house on Monday with a hot meal. I had not been able to do that in Fairfax for a year for the sheer number of non-Native Americans that I would have to do that for. There was no way, absolutely no way. We have now started that. I have some good feedback on that it is helping. And so they are now getting Elder Week Impacts, Native American elders, 55 and older. We've expanded the salad bar over there. It's great. So we are, when we say we're great and we don't have anywhere else to grow, then that's when you're gonna get stagnant. We have areas to improve on always, but as long as we know that and we're trying, I feel like we'll continue to improve and be, I already say we're the gold standard of elder nutrition in Osage County, and that's because of the tribal appropriation that we get. We're able to give a heightened menu other than the county nutrition program. And so I'm very grateful and I'm very thankful. And for the most part, all of the Native Americans realize what they're getting. I will speak to the diet. We do have a policy and procedure. We don't offer a specialty menu. So I know we have high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, a plethora of things. We leave it up to you. It is a third of the RDA recommended daily allowance. We're responsible for one meal a day. You would have to use your best judgment out of that meal, what works for you. We do try to use some, who doesn't love spaghetti and corn? But corn isn't really good when you already have the spaghetti. It's a starch and starch. Oh, you didn't grow up eating spaghetti and then your son? Yes. Okay, well, spaghetti and corn is a staple. So now we try to put green beans in there so you're not double starching. And so we are making some changes there. As far as the soup, I will address that. That's it.
This was years ago.
No, but we're still, I'm saying for emergency meals or a shelf stable meal, we're still sending out that soup. It has to be shelf stable. And so two cans of that will get you your protein, a third of your protein. We look for different options on those for it to be something that they do want to partake of. I'll turn it back over for any other questions.
I have a couple of questions. So Fairfax has had some growing pains, and you mentioned them. You know how you had to change. You know, so help. I get questions.
I didn't have to change.
No, I'm not. I didn't say you. I'm saying I know that there's been growing pains. I know that you know the grant. You know that how you change things there. I'm not against any of that. I'm not saying that. I've had some questions about portion size, and I said, there may be a reason why they've decreased, because you may have been getting too much of a portion based off of whatever regulations that you go by. And so instead of getting a heaping ice cream scoop of mashed potatoes, you might be getting a level scoop of mashed potatoes. Yeah. And I just want to be able to back that up and say that I have spoke to someone about that, and that it is basically the fact that you're getting less of a portion, but it's what you need. It's not overeating, which we as a people and a country do.
You are absolutely correct. There was a lot of overusage because it wasn't portioned correctly. I've addressed that as well. I've taken calls on that myself, at least two, because they said, I'm not getting the food that I used to get.
Which makes sense.
And so...
Because they might save it for later, but the bottom line is you're required to do one meal.
We're required for one meal a day is what we're supposed to portion out.
Okay. And that's that. I explained that to them, but I wanted to hear it directly from you for the simple fact that it doesn't fit. Old folks think that somebody's always trying to get over on them. That's how I feel, that old folks feel. That they just have that, you know, they just kind of get that non-trusting kind of, you know, and don't understand. And if you're able to explain it to them. And so when I talked about the growing pains, I'm talking about how it changed. It's changed a lot in Fairfax, and it's a different facility, like you said, than it is from Pawhuska. So there is quite a bit of grumbles. But I want factual information on why the changes needed to be made and why they were made and for what reason. And so I appreciate that very much for that information.
I would suspect that if I was just loading it up, that if someone gained a lot of weight, I would be having to answer to you all why I'm loading everyone up with.
Well, I figured they'd be feeding their kids. Or some people have said, I'm going to just tell you, they said they give it to their dog because it was inedible. I mean, but hey. If you're a cook, you've burnt stuff before. If you're a cook, you've overcooked stuff. Or if you undercooked stuff, I mean, I've done it myself. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, there's some folks that just give it to their dog.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that a bit, that some people have said that. And I actually tried to encourage my staff this week and tell them on the customer service front, you simply aren't going to make everyone happy. No. We are not going to make everyone. Some people want to be upset, but we are going to show up here and we're going to do the very best we can for the day. And as long as we know we've put what was our best out there, then that's what we can do. However, like I said, we are expanding. It's a different menu. I do know it was brunch today in Fairfax, and normally it's frozen pancakes, and it was homemade pancakes today. I mean, from scratch. And so they were good. No, I didn't make them. Was it me? But they were good.
Thank you, Ms. Dobbins. I appreciate that. Okay, committee, any questions or further comments? Okay, if not, if you can do, we're kind of out of time crunch. We've got a little bit of movement to do here.
Just real quick, I want to appreciate both Ms. Dobbins and Mr. Shackelford. That Day of Champions program that you showed earlier, his staff had taken that on and sponsored that. So that's, you know, real where the rubber hits the ground, helping our community. So thank you again for that support and his efforts. Ms. Dobbins took on the USDA Beef Box program. We did not have to do that. She got zero manpower for that. Before they applied for the grant, it went around the tribe. No one wanted to pick it up. She talked to her staff.
I told her, I was like, it's
come with a lot of unintended consequences. But we keep trying to make like everything else better, faster, stronger. But I just wanted to publicly also thank her. When I first got here, before she took this program over, I had 7 to 10 complaints a day. It was unreal for 3 months. And then when Ms. Dobbins took that program over, I haven't had, but maybe to this very day in the last year and a half, 2 years, probably 5 complaints in that whole time. So thank you again for your support. And thank you, Ms. Dobbins and Mr. Shackelford.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rogers. So we have quite a bit of movement to make. I just want to tell you guys what we're looking at. We're looking at postponing, if we can, 2493. We're looking at amending out the Secretary of Social Services out of 2473 and moving it out, and then moving out 2475. But the only problem with 2473 is that we didn't get to discuss the health benefit fund. I'm fine if we discuss it in appropriations, and I've already talked to the appropriations chair about that, if it's discussed in appropriations instead of being discussed here. How does the committee feel about that?
Well, as one member, the speaker assigned it here.
She did.
And everyone was on the, I think the same page day one, which was everything was going to go to the Committee of Jurisdiction. That's what everyone, I think, I don't want to say agreed to, but no one said anything otherwise. So
okay,
government ops took a lot on because it fell to the Committee of Jurisdiction. So I'm a proponent of following what the speaker, where she assigned it, and it's here.
I don't have a problem with that. It's why I wanted to discuss it with the committee. I'm not afraid to do the work at all. So we're going to go past our time for a few minutes.
Chairwoman?
Yes?
We spoke the other day about my legislation, and I cannot be at the committee meeting on Friday, so I think we decided it could be on Monday. I was, part of my presentation, I was going to have RT Consulting, Vinny with RT Consulting there. I just wanted to inform you of that. If you might want to hold the health benefit for that same meeting, that might kill two birds with one stone. So
I appreciate that, Congresswoman Whitehorn, for that information. And yes, but I'm going to go ahead and have it get out of the committee probably by Friday if we don't get it out today, after hearing from the health from Rebecca from Treasury, because any amendments that would need to be made could still be made in appropriations, because that bill is going to go to appropriations if that particular section needs to be amended. So the chair would entertain a motion to postpone ONCA 2493 to the call of the chair. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes. ONCA 2493 has been postponed to the call of the chair. ONCA 2481 is going to be heard on the meeting on the 23rd without objection from the committee. We are now at ONCA 2473, an act to provide an appropriation at the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2025 in the amount of $62,841,825, and to establish an alternate effective date. The only section we have left to look at is section 34. Ms. Rebecca is on the line. She has a short explanation, and she said then she'll be ready to move on. Ms. Rebecca, would you like to, you have the floor.
Thank you. So a lot of my information is going to be the same as it was at the last time the Health Committee met. We got some numbers that were from the July 17th report from RT Consulting, which would have been at 6:30. Again, I can't give the exact history of this fund, how it was created, but it is funded off a calendar year. Expensed off a calendar year. We fund it for a fiscal year, but RT Consulting has the expense and their data off of a calendar year. So when we look at the liability, we're looking at the liability for 2024 as of December 2024, not where we cut off as of September 30th, 2024. As of September 30th, 2024, with the appropriation that's been submitted to Congress, there is sufficient funds. I would like to express, just for us to be able to take a look at this and really watch it, just because of the liability and the rollover that comes with this. It's never been funded. The liability has never been funded with the rollover. Historically, looking at the data, which I believe I've submitted, it should have been submitted in the original packet. If it wasn't, I can resubmit that. The expenditures haven't been over $13.2 million. I will say the expenditures have been a little higher the last 2 years. I would guess, and this is something that maybe we can even speak with RT Consulting about, is due to the fact that there is not a rollover. So you see in the monthly financials more expenditures coming in towards the end of the year, which would align with many people, including myself as a tribal member with five children who are tribal members as well, spending those funds before 12/31 is what I'm seeing a lot of. So as of 10/1, I'm 100% confident in the numbers that are sent down, but I would like to everyone, executive and legislative, to definitely keep a lookout on this liability because of the rollover.
Okay, thank you, Rebecca. So at this point in time, you're not recommending that we increase the appropriation. You sent down the numbers with your original request, and that's where you'd like for it to stay at this point.
At this point, yes, I would like to review it again. If we are going to increase it, I don't see the need to increase it at 11.4. There's never been, if we increase it with an additional 1.1 million, we've never spent that much within a fiscal year. We are getting closer. Again, it is at 13.2. And as of today, our cash balance is 3.3, so 10.3. And I did check the invoicing on this. It's up to date as of 9/13. So we only have 2 weeks left in this fiscal year. That's going to put us, I believe my numbers were 13.6. And historically, we have never spent more than 13.2 in this fund. So that's still leaving us with almost a $500,000 balance leading into fiscal year 25.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Rebecca. Committee, members of Congress, do you have any questions, comments? On section 34. Okay, Madam Clerk, will you please note that we have reviewed section 34 of ONCA 2473. That takes care of all of our sections. We do need to amend out the Secretary of Social Services from this bill. So the chair would entertain a motion to strike lines 2532 through 2566 of ONCA 2473. There's a motion and a second to strike lines 2532 through 2566. This removes the Secretary of Social Services from ONCA 2473, and it has this particular budget has already been amended into the IDC budget. So all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the amendment carries. Thank you. Now, Chair would entertain a motion to report ONCA 2473 to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended. The motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes. Yes. Any no? All right, motion carries. The next we have on is ONCA 2475, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $23,681,493 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. This, we have completed all these sections. This is our other large bill that we have for the government, and Chair would entertain a motion to report ONCA 24-75 to Congress with a due pass recommendation. The motion in 2 seconds. Thank you so much. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? All right, hearing no opposed, the motion carries. We are at adjournment. Motion to adjourn in a second. All those in favor, please say yes. Yes. We are adjourned. Thank you, committee, for staying over.